My name is Marshall Streit. I'm the ag advisor at Lamont High School.
Great. Now, Marshall, tell me how you guys came about getting the $10,000 for Monsanto.
I started out with the local farmers nominating the school. Once they nominated us, they let us know that we were eligible to apply. And then I went through and created a grant, following their guidelines, trying to incorporate science and math. And my idea was to incorporate that science math with agriculture.
And what kind of things did you have in your presentation?
My idea was to use GPS in the classroom. Today's farmers are using more and more precision agriculture technology. One of the things I'm seeing is the students have a chance to walk out and to leave high school, either go on to a two-year or four-year degree or just out of high school, start using this stuff and making a career out of it. And so I wanted to make sure that the students had a chance to get their hands on it, get some exposure to it to see if it's a career path they wanted to use for future life. But basically it's technology, and today's student is really into the computers and laptops and all that kind of stuff. So if I get some more interest generated towards agriculture, that was my main focus.
Absolutely. And you, like you said, they're all into that technology, so that will definitely get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell those of us that don't know when you guys will be receiving this grant.
Actually, we received the grant about 3 weeks ago, the actual check. The presentation is this Thursday. We're having a conjunction with our friends of FFA Hog Roast. It's a fundraiser that they put on to help out our FFA chapter. So we've got the actual check, the ones you can put in the bank. They will present us a big, I don't know, decorative check, I guess, at the banquet. Representative will come in and give us a presentation. What, I don't know, but that's when we're going to get it. Like I said, we did get the check, and I've already purchased the laptop or tablet computers plus the software. We've also got some online curriculum that we can use in the classroom that the science departments are going to use. We're going to use it in ag departments. But basically, it covers the whole gamut of agriculture, business, animal science, you know, plant science, things like that.
And a lot of that stuff you're already implementing in the classroom?
Yes. One thing for me, I'm not technically advanced, and so I'm struggling to learn it. But together with the students and myself, we're going to learn how to go out and we have a field south of town that one of our past students is farming. He's using the technology now, and we're going to go out there and act like crop scouts for him. We'll do germination rates. We'll do soil analysis. We'll do all the things that a field scout would do or a farmer would do, use these computers and the farmwork software to implement and generate plans for him, you know, what kind of fertilizers to put on, what kind of rates. We'll go out and like I said, check germination and tell them hot spots. We'll look for weeds. You know, all the things that farmers do on a regular basis, look at their fields, they're going to get the actual hands-on experience doing.
Great. Now, and is this just for FFA students or is it for whoever's in?
It's for anybody that's taking ag classes.
Okay, great.
Now, the flip side, on the main part of the school, the science departments, since they teach more of a theoretical, you know, the cell structures, that kind of stuff, they're doing that. We got also in this grant, we also purchased a, I guess they call it a stereo microscope where you can put it through your laptops and project it on screens. They're using those, and we'll bring samples back in for them to look at and use. So the science, the main high school is getting the benefit of this grant as well. We're just trying to tie the theoretical with us and make it hands-on.
Absolutely, and it sounds like it's going to be so exciting. So just hands-on is fantastic. I know I learn better with hands-on.
I do, too, and most of the students do, too, and they have more fun when they can play with something that's new to them. And I have a couple students that are coming in early in the mornings and in their free time to play with that software to see, try and figure out how to use the GPS mapping and that kind of stuff. So there is some pretty good interest in this.
Do you guys have any money left over?
No.
No?
No, I did a pretty good job spending it.
There you go. $10,000 just really isn't a lot when it comes to the technology.
No, I really had big plans. I was planning on getting our school tractor set up on precision steering and all that kind of stuff, but that was just way too much money. So maybe next year.
See, we need to find somebody to donate that.
Well, that'd be great. If anybody out there wants to do it, I'll take it.
Just draw your name and they won't even have to fight you for it, will they?
No.
No. All right. Now, is there, for those of us that would be interested in attending to see you guys presented, with the presentation check, when is your Hog Supper and auction going to be taking place?
The Hog Supper is going to start this Thursday, the 17th, and it starts about 4:30 and runs till 6:30 or so, or how long people want to stay. It's fine with me. The presentation will be 6 o'clock. And all the we are having silent auction. We're having a labor exchange where the FFA students will offer up their services for 8 hours and donate the money back into the chapter. We have some silent auction items that will be on display. We also got some AutoCAD plasma cutters this year, so we're trying to get some projects made up that will be for sale along with that, too, in the silent auctions.
Sounds great. So people can come out and congratulate you on receiving that grant as well as maybe get some kids to come help them out.
You bet.
Do some odds and ends stuff, right?
That's right, exactly.
All right. And do you guys plan on applying for any other grants in the near future?
I kind of like writing the grants, so yes.
Do you have any in mind right now?
Right now I'm waiting for the Lowe's Toolbox grant. That should be coming out sometime this month if the winners. We received a Food for All grant last year for our community garden. So, yeah, if there's something comes up that I can make a fit for it in the department, I'm trying to find it. The issue is I need to quit because I can't find the time to get everything implemented. That's my biggest problem. But if there's a grant out there that will help us, I'm going to apply for it.
You need to bid for some of them FFA kids so that they can come help you get this stuff implemented.
Well, they are. They're working pretty good about using it and trying to learn it. So they're all pretty good about it.
All right. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add about this grant or anything else that you guys have coming up in the near future?
Really, there's not much more to it. I do appreciate the farmers in the community that nominated us so we have a chance to get it. We're only one of 13 schools in the state of Missouri that got these grants, so we're pretty lucky. I think the competition was pretty tough for ideas. I got to look at some of the other ones, and there's some really tough projects that are being done that we had to compete against. So I just want to thank the community members for their support for our ag program and the high school in general, and wish everybody comes out and sees us on Thursday.
Sounds good. Now, what kind of things were you up against?
Oh, a lot of it was computer technology. A lot of the schools didn't go through their ag department like we did to kind of come up with the idea. They're just using it as like the iPads in the classroom, that kind of stuff, that kind of technology. Just because it's so expensive to put computers in a classroom. That's what majority of them I saw. I did see one that had a greenhouse involved in it that they used that to build a major structure. So it's basically the technology is where all the money is going to right now.
Absolutely. That's expensive toys, I tell you what.
It is.